Brilliance Audio presents A World of Secrets by James Maxwell, performed by Simon Vance. One. Timon was a hunter, but out in the wasteland he also had to avoid becoming prey. Some creatures were more dangerous than others. Among the worst were the ones with horns. With his bow clutched in his right hand, he lay on his stomach and slid his body forward, inch by inch. His eyes were on a row of prickle-thorn bushes that screened the menacing creature on the thicket's other side. The sand lizard behind the bushes was a monster, at least 7 feet long, and if it chose to charge, Timon would never outrun it. Even as Timon crept toward the edge of the wiry scrub, the sand lizard swept its head from side to side, using its trio of sharp horns to tear bright berries from the thorn-covered branches. Strong jaws crunched at the hard fruit, stones and all. The same jaws could bite through the thickest part of a man's leg. Timon carefully knocked an arrow to his bowstring. This would be his last chance to hunt before entering unknown lands. As dangerous as it was, the sand lizard would provide meat for 5 hungry travellers. Timon was alone, but this was a region he knew well. He had grown up above the cliffs bordering the plain, and as a boy he often gazed upon the rugged landscape he now found himself hunting in. 2 suns beat down on Timon's back as he watched the grey-skinned lizard lumber closer and closer to his position. A warm breeze blew, dry and smelling of dust. A nearby ravine offered the promise of shade, but he wouldn't allow himself to rest, not until he'd made his kill. He no longer had Griff, his wary companion. His right foot was crippled, so he had to sneak up on his prey. When the moment came, Timon would stand in a single swift movement. The sand lizard might run, but Timon would be close. He was a good shot. His arrow would find its mark. His heart began to race as he prepared himself. He tensed, utterly focused on the horned lizard. Raucous caws came from the sky. A raptor appeared, then another, until a sizable group of predatory birds swooped toward the sand lizard's position. Timon had seen for himself the damage they could do to a big creature, pecking with their sharp beaks until their prey was too wounded to move. Timon cursed under his breath as the sand lizard froze, turning its head to look at the ugly, beady-eyed birds. The lizard started to run. Timon stood quickly, but already the sand lizard had plunged into...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?